The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. Spartans are 3-0 overall and host Central Michigan at noon Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thank you. Excited about Central Michigan coming to campus this weekend. We need to continue to focus on the moment, and I'll take questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take those questions now.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Jesse Temple from ESPN.com.
Mark, I was curious to get your perspective on the targeting rule. Is there any gray area in the rules that make it difficult to fully coach in practice, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think that there are some gray areas, but people do the very best that they can to coach to avoid these situations and then also to call it on the field. And some hits are not intentional. It's football, but I think it's the proper thing to err on the sense of safety, on the side of safety, and then also, let people do their job. So they made the decision, so you know, I have to be able to accept that, and we have to be able to move on.
Does the punishment seem too harsh to you, just the fact that the player is ejected and, you know, not just a 15-yard penalty?
That he's ejected and not have a 15-yard?
Would it be the 15-yard penalty, would that be enough in your mind in general, or do you feel like the way it is the punishment too harsh?
Well, I guess it would determine sometimes on the severity of the hit, in my mind, and I think that's, you know, that's up to other people. I'm not really qualified to make that decision. I can tell you that, you know, that a game suspension is very difficult when you only have 12 games to play, guaranteed to you. That's difficult to comprehend for a player, not necessarily the coach. The coach, we can figure it out, but it could be any player. It could be a starter. It could be a non-starter, and that's hard for them to understand because they're trying to do their very best. Many times. Now, some other times they're clear targeting, but again, I think people do the very best they can to call it fairly and make these decisions and they err on safety, which is proper.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach. Burbridge was obviously a really highly rated guy, and he did some good things for you coming into the season, but it seems like he's having a breakout year, especially Saturday. What have been some of the keys for him?
Well, he's always been a very, very good player, and sometimes it takes opportunities. He's been a guy that did not redshirt, played his freshman year, and really people expected him to be that his sophomore year, to be that guy. But, you know, the other guys have good years, and we had a lot of different wide receivers working in there, and really three of them are in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
So we've had playmakers at that position, and we've gone with six guys. So he's always been a good player. He's just getting more opportunities now. He's got tremendous playmaking ability, great run after catch, and, he can make the acrobatic 50-50 catches, as I call them. So he's thus far he's playing tremendously.
The way he was able to get his foot down on that touchdown reception in the corner, is that a play you show your whole team or maybe show the offense, and do they have any kind of reaction to it when you checked out the film?
Yeah, everybody has a reaction to that film when they see it. It's just a great football play, and anytime you make great football plays, you know, people are going to react. So,
how did you react?
No different. We've had other ones here.
How did you react when you saw it on film?
Wow, just that, give him that wow moment. I had that feeling on the field when I saw it.
Yeah,
great play.
Thank you.
Yep.
And our next question comes from the line of Eric Olson from Associated Press.
Yeah, Mark, could you assess your defense, what you like about it right now, and maybe what you don't, if there's anything that could be polished up?
Well, first of all, you're never a finished product, I don't think, on defense. And, you know, we played against a different type of offense last week. And, you know, as I heard Mike Riley just say, you know, it's difficult to change gears and create a new defense. And you almost have to when you're playing these option-type, you know, wishbone option-type football program an option-type veer option. I think what I like right now is we compete. We've had some fourth down stands. We've had some great short yardage stands. Gotten off the field numerous times on fourth down. really six out of eight times the last eight times. Last two games, we had eight opportunities. We got off the field six times. So I think that's outstanding. We're coming up with turnovers. So we're getting, you know, the ball's on the ground. Some we're not getting, but we're coming up with others, and then also interceptions. I guess what you don't like to see in any time, you don't like to see missed tackles, but you're a perfectionist. Some of them are going to be missed, though. You like to see depth on your defense. I think we're getting that and showing that. And you want guys that are confident, and I think we have confident guys. You know, it's difficult these days to stop football teams, and the game's so spread out, and there's different offenses coming at you every single week, so you have to adapt. You have to adapt your play. This will be the first no-huddle offense that we've seen this year coming up this week. So there's always change coming at you at a rapid pace, and that's difficult to react to at times. So obviously we'd like to finish more completely, which I think we did in the Oregon game. We needed to do better in the Western game, and we needed to do better in this last game. In both cases, though, you know, we were comfortably ahead, so it didn't cost us anything. In the Oregon game, we needed to finish, and we did.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Joe Christensen from Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hey, Mark. I'm doing a story on programs that have weathered through a season where their defense is elite, and the offense kind of holds them back. And I was thinking of you guys in 2012. And first of all, just how tough was that, you know, dealing with, you know, fan scrutiny and stuff? And then just how much did it help you for, you know, what you guys have been able to do these last few years?
Well, I think that first of all, you know, everybody's working to do the very best they can. And sometimes, you know, you're going to win a game 41-38 or 42-41 like we did the Baylor game. And other times you're going to win, you know, 13-7 or something of that nature. So it goes back and forth. So the main thing that I want to make sure that we do as a football team is that we look at it as a total picture rather than offense, defense. There's special teams involved as well. So that's the most important thing. As far as the fans, there's always going to be people that critique you heavily or harshly. Sort of don't worry about that. I try and, you know, focus on the things that we can control, and that's on the field. It is difficult. We lost some extremely close games that year, very close games. But in every one of those close games that we lost, as good as defense as we had a chance to close it out defensively on the last series of that fourth quarter and didn't get it done. So it goes both ways. Needed to score more points in that year, but we needed to close it that year too. So, you know, I thought we did those things in 13, and when in 14, we maintained a strong defense. And then, you know, we played much better once we got into the 13 season. We played much better offensively, and, you know, great things started to happen, and that's why you see us where we're at right now.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thanks again.